Speaking in front of large crowds is something Temi Akano is used to. In the last few years, Akano has not shied away from challenges but rather enjoys taking them on. Her most recent endeavor will be giving a speech as valedictorian to her graduating class at Alberni District Secondary School. Representing her graduating class still comes as a surprise for Akano, who only came to this school last year. It feels so unreal. Being valedictorian has always been a dream of mine, but I have moved around a lot, so the dream died a little. I did not expect to get it in a school I have only been at for under a year, said Akano. Originally from Nigeria, Akano moved with her family to Canada in 2022. She attended North Surrey Secondary School before moving to Port Alberni last year. It was during her time in Surrey when she realized how much she enjoys giving speeches. With the encouragement from one of her teachers, Akano began volunteering for the Junior Black Achievement Awards organization, which gives voice to the BIPOC community and showcases the work they do in British Columbia. I am on their youth panel, so I give speeches and volunteer. I remember going to watch a panel for the first time and thought, I like what these guys are doing, she said. Now, I have won 2 speech competitions in the last 2 years, she adds excitedly. This opportunity also helped Akano find like-minded peers and an outlet after moving to a new country and then to the island. Everything is so different here, and I knew making friends would be hard because it is grade 12 and everybody has their friend groups, she said. This community has shown me love. People are friendly and everybody wants to help. I heard someone say, Port Alberni is a community with a heart, and I couldn't agree more, she added. Akano says something she has learned since moving is staying true to herself when looking for friends. I used to always try to change who I am to fit other people, so they would like me more. There are 4 girls who know me and my heart, since moving to Port Alberni, and I found them after I stopped pretending to be somebody else, Akano said. Being who I am draws people towards me as opposed to fake energy. People can feel when you are not being yourself, and I learned that from my past experiences, she added. Now, she will be taking that mindset with her as she embarks on a post-secondary degree at UBC. Akano has been accepted into UBC's pre-med cellular, anatomical and physiological sciences program in the fall. She is determined to work in the healthcare system and advocate for marginalized groups. Akano is also looking forward to joining clubs and taking up dancing again, which she has not done since moving to Canada. I dropped it so I could focus on school, but I love hip-hop, she said. Although excited to live in residence and meet new people, Akano is also getting used to the idea of living away from home. If something is wrong, I can always call my mom in the next room. I am going to miss being able to sit in my room and have a conversation with my parents, she said. She won't be alone, though. A few of her Port Alberni classmates will also be attending UBC in the fall. Right now, though, Akano is looking forward to her graduation ceremony. It's not going to feel real until I walk out on the stage and give my speech, Akano said with a laugh. Now beginning this next chapter in her life, she reflects on this past year and her support system. I am grateful to God and my parents for everything. This year has been amazing and I love so many things about this town.